everybody, and welcome back to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends. Wait, I forgot a bit, didn't I?
No.
Did I? Oh, shit. I'm in my head, man, because I listened to a few episodes back, and I forgot, like, the one-stop shop. No, it is. Your one-stop shop for all things Friends.
You said that.
As we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode.
It. I don't know, man.
I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends well over 1,000 times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I've never seen Friends, the show, ever.
How you doing, buddy?
Back on the wine.
I was gonna say. Cheers!
Cheers.
Happy February.
We've done it.
Are you ready for after a successful dry January, are you ready for a very, very wet February?
Yes, I am.
We're back on the sauce, people.
So now this podcast will be more entertaining, and I will try not to insult my mother-in-law anymore.
You say that now, knowing that she's awake, but she'll probably be asleep about 15 minutes into this episode.
I made that joke last time.
Well, I'm just explaining it. Yeah, thank goodness we're back on the sauce, because we just finished watching Season 7, Episode 19, the one with Ross and Monica's cousin, which is a fucking weird episode,
okay,
man.
It is. I don't know if you're only saying that because that's what I said, honestly, but no one is acting like themselves. It is the strangest episode I've ever seen. I felt like I was watching outtakes. Like, it didn't feel right. It was so weird.
We've had one of these episodes before, and I can't for the life of me remember, but there was definitely an episode, like, a couple of seasons back, or it might have just been, you know, half a season ago, because it takes us 5 years to do a season now, but you were like, this is weird, they're all acting weird. Like, remember we had like the parallel universe episode?
Yeah,
this was kind of like everybody back into the portal. We're going to this weird parallel universe,
it's
where,
like,
everyone's acting weird.
It felt like everyone was just throwing the towel in. They're like, fuck this show, honestly. The writing was strange, the acting was really off.
People on Twitter are excited to hear your thoughts on this episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I, like, posted, I was like, we just finished watching this episode. It's a fucking weird one, guys. And everyone was like, yeah, it is. You're right.
Okay. Okay, I'm glad that other people noticed that, because I thought that maybe I wasn't paying attention to it the right way, or I don't know. It was weird. And there's no way I would have guessed who that cousin was.
No. Well, I said as much.
Yeah.
I said as much. Yeah, I guess we'll get to it in just a moment. Can't wait to read the trivia on this week's episode.
Boy.
Your favorite segment. Before we dive in, Season 7, Episode 19, the one with Ross and Monica's cousin, first aired on the 19th of April. So we've taken another bit of a break. Somebody to get in touch. Remember last time we were like, oh, hey, there was like a gap. There was 2 weeks in between the last episodes. I wonder what was going on.
Yep.
I think somebody messaged us and was like, it's March Madness, you fool. It was probably the final of March Madness, because it's in March.
Would that have really impacted it?
Well, it just depends on which network. Like, if the final of March Madness fell on a Thursday on the network that Friends was shown on, then yeah, it would.
I guess I gotta be honest with that person. I would have never thought of that.
March Madness.
I wouldn't have even comprehended the words to say that.
Wow. It's a pretty big deal.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, the Super Bowl.
No, we don't. We're not. Let's not.
I was going to say it's on.
I know. And I'm saying, who cares? Let's move on.
I was just saying, because a couple episodes ago we were saying, oh, maybe, was it the Super Bowl? When does that happen? And now we know it's the beginning of February.
Is it?
Apparently.
Is it? Every year?
I don't know.
I don't know either. All right.
I just
so anyway,
the Puppy Bowl.
So we've had a bit of a break. What did I say? 19th of April? God, yeah. 29th of March to the 19th of April. So they just took April off.
They took a Spring break.
3 weeks off after already a two-week... No, it wasn't a two-week. It was a couple episodes back that they took a two-week hiatus. All right. Well, at any rate, here we are. How many people do you think watched this episode?
I hope nobody.
Do you think zero? They're just like, no one's going to watch this week. Let's just have a weird one.
No, I don't think zero. Is it my turn to go first?
I don't remember.
I think it is.
Yes, I think it is too.
All right, so last week was...
17.81.
Oh boy.
Okay. Joy's Award. They took a big drop.
Oh, okay.
They dropped about 3 million.
Jeez. All right.
Geesh.
Geebers. All right, I'm going to say... God, this could go either way.
Same as every week.
I'm going to say 17.
Okay. That's nice because I'm going to say 19.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Only because they're taking so much time, I feel like people are going to be like, ugh, whatever.
What?
Or because there's been like time off.
No, but the wedding's right around the corner.
Yeah, but maybe people are too busy with their, what are those called? Scoring their... March Madness.
Not in April, Elizabeth.
I don't know. There's Easter.
WrestleMania.
Yes, WrestleMania.
Oh, 16.55. Oh, man. That is a terrible rating.
That is a point for Elizabeth.
Did, like, the internet get invented in the last couple of weeks and people just started, like, streaming? Like, has YouTube become a thing? All right, so...
YouTube actually came about in 2005. I learned that in a computer science class
thanks
today.
Thanks so much for sharing that information. So important.
You're welcome.
You're being weird now.
It's the wine.
Well, I think I'm going to have plenty to whine about in this episode.
Hey.
All right. Okay, so the episode opens... Phoebe and Monica are sitting in Central Perk. Joey comes in and they're like, hey, how did your audition go? And he kind of blanks them. He's like, I'm sorry, do I know you? And they're like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just ignoring you because I'm going to be a big star. Hooray. His audition went really well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for a movie with the guy who is the next Martin Scorsese.
Yes, the next.
Yep. Because there's already, like, they just make a joke, like, oh, so there's already a guy. So he's excited about that. He's like, oh, I'm perfect for the role. It's, like, gritty, and it's about an Italian-American family, and I don't want to see Joey in a gritty, like, Scorsese, like, gangster film.
I do.
No.
Why not?
He's too lovable.
No, but if he gets his acting chops out, I think he'd be great in that.
Joey's not a good actor, though.
We don't really know.
We kind of know.
I'm not convinced he's not good.
I'm not convinced he's not good. Wait. I am convinced that he...
Is not good?
Is not good.
Okay.
I was trying to go double positive to your double negative, but I couldn't. So, let's have some more wine. Estelle calls. We like Estelle.
Oh, God, it's been so long. I've missed her greatly.
Yeah. Where's she been?
I don't know. Smoking.
Smoking. Mm-hmm. Probably. We never see her, like... I'd like to see her more. Like, we never see her from anywhere other than behind that desk.
I like that.
Like, I want to see her on set. I want to see her come to Central Park and be like, Joey, you gotta... Actually, she did come to one of his shows.
I like the way that she's portrayed, to be honest. She's a mystery.
She's just great.
Like, you know when we see Gunther in the apartment for parties, you're like, no. That's you're like, supposed to be.
No, that's one of my favorite things. So I love weird. How he gets invited to everything. Like, even when... Like, initially it made sense because he was, like, Rachel's co-worker. So it's like, we're having a party. We're drumming up the numbers. I'm going to invite everyone from work. But, like... Later on, it's just like, why would he be at Ross's stag do for Emily? Like, why was he there? That doesn't make any sense at all.
He needed more men to, like, fill the numbers because he doesn't have enough friends.
He wasn't invited to the wedding.
No, because that was in England.
Yeah.
Who's
do you think he was invited?
No.
No? But, well, you can't invite someone to your bachelor party unless they've got, like, a wedding invite.
Mm, that's true. So maybe he felt like, oh, crap, well, I can't go to England, so I'll...
Mm.
Who can these days, am I right?
Well, no one can go anywhere. Oh, we're not meant to talk about it. All right.
What's your role?
What were we talking about? Estelle. Yeah.
Okay. Who is Estelle?
Estelle, great. There is... The role requires full frontal nudity.
Yes, it does.
And Joey, that gives him cause for pause. That's not the expression. What am I thinking of? It gives me cause for...
concern?
No. Anyway.
Well, he's fine with it, though.
Not initially.
He's questioning to his friends what he should do.
Well, you're jumping ahead.
But he's confident in himself.
Is he, though?
It's not like it's a deal breaker.
Because he's got a huge hog?
No, not because he's got a huge hog. Because he just has confidence in his body.
Of course, as we know, he has no problem with it. Full rear nudity.
Right.
When he played Al Pacino's butt double.
But showing your bum bum is very different than showing your...
You can say penis. It's okay.
Your...
I need to hear you say it.
I was trying to think of something more clever and nothing came to my mind.
Tallywhacker?
Oh, that's good. Your... All I can think of are things for a vagina.
Schlong.
Your...
Yeah, okay, great. It's gonna be a weird one from us too, apparently. Oh, Joey's like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this. Like, my grandmother's gonna see this movie. And Phoebe's like, well, your grandmother's gonna have to get in line. Because Phoebe wants to see a bit of Joey. Do they have weird chemistry?
Maybe. I don't get, though, why she hasn't already seen it. He just seems like the type of guy that would, like, walk around his apartment nude.
But she doesn't live with him.
Yeah, but, like, she'd probably just walk in and he'd be sitting in his chair like, oh, hey, what's up, Phoebe? You know, I just... He just doesn't seem like the kind of guy that has, like, issues with his body.
Mm. I suppose. All right. Well, the episode opens. The wedding is getting close. It's revealed that Monica and Chandler have a deal where they're not going to have sex until the wedding.
Now, why do you think they would make that deal?
I don't know.
It's not as if they have not had sex this entire time. It's just like, what, all of a sudden the last, you know, month or whatever leading up, they're just not going to? Like, what's the point of that?
I don't know.
Huh. Because I would get it if they're like, okay, in our relationship, we're just not... We're abstaining.
Well, I don't understand the concept of having sex before marriage, so I don't understand why they would then abstain from it.
Oh. Ay.
Yeah, so they have that going on, and it doesn't... If you think it's going to play up, it doesn't really play up to anything in this episode. Ross makes a joke. He's like, oh, yeah, I have the same deal with every woman in the world. So it's been a little bit of a long time for Ross. So I think, like, they're trying to establish that, like, Chandler and Ross are, like, a little hornier than usual, which might explain some of their weird behavior later on in the episode.
Yes, but it's never... Right.
Well, with Ross, I guess it's kind of fully realized, but with Chandler, less so. Anyway, Monica's like, oh, our cousin Cassie is coming to visit. And there's some weird joke about Ross having a Barbie. And it's just... Just weird.
It's just weird.
It's just weird.
Everything's weird.
Everything's a little strange. Rachel needs to talk to Phoebe in private. She's like, hey, Phoebe, I need to talk to you real quick. And it seems, like, pressing and urgent in private. And Monica's just like, oh, real subtle, guys. Oh, and they're like, why? And they're like, well, you're not going to be talking about my bridal shower. And they're just like, oh, you got us. And then it, like, cuts away to them both. And they're like, oh, shit, we've got to throw our bridal shower.
There's a lot of pressure on friends Not like the show. Like people in general.
Oh, I felt a lot of pressure on friends.
To do these things. Engagement parties and showers and it's bachelorette. It's just a lot.
But why would they not think that that was their responsibility? Because Monica doesn't have any sisters.
Because they don't think that way. Maybe Rachel should have.
Rachel should definitely.
But Phoebe wouldn't have.
Phoebe, I can understand. But Rachel, absolutely, this should have been front and center of her mind.
It should have been. But, we all have our own lives. If it was Rachel getting married, Monica would have been on it because that's the type of person she is. Phoebe has the excuse. Rachel, I don't know. Again, this is a weird episode.
What do you think she needed to talk to her about in private?
I don't know.
To set it all up?
She probably needed a tampon. I don't know.
But they needed to address that. Because otherwise, it's just it's just a setup. It's just I need to talk to you privately. And then, that's how they lead into Monica being like, oh, I know what you're talking about.
They're writing a shit, Michael. I don't know.
Well, let's take it easy on old Andrew Rieck and Ted Cohen, who wrote this episode. They're doing the best they can. They got to churn out 24 of these a year. Can't be easy. So anyway, they have to throw a bridal shower last minute, and they're like, ah, shit. Joey is a little bit torn on whether he is going to do full frontal nudity or not. Monica's just like, ah, fuck it, do it. You're going to be an actor, it'll be tastefully done. Can you think of any big movies with, male full frontal nudity? The way he talks about it, it's like in a passionate love scene, and male full frontal nudity rarely occurs in a passionate love scene because you cannot show an erect penis on the big screen.
Why did you say it like that?
My mother's listening. Penis.
No, but you can show the beforehand, getting undressed.
But they don't, because they don't.
Okay, well,
And because people know that penises aren't sexy. They're hilarious. That's why it's only
sexy.
That's why it only occurs in comedies.
Erections?
No. Penises.
Oh.
We'll cut it.
Okay. I can think of some.
I bet you can.
The thing is,
Mr. Skins over here.
The thing is, you often more see women. Because there are so many male directors.
Oh, the male gaze.
The male gaze.
Oh, damn the male gaze.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know that, but I don't know. I just don't think it would happen.
Let me ask you this.
Please.
If you're a famous actor.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
My God, you didn't even think.
Yeah. I don't really care.
Oh, I wouldn't even pretend to entertain that thought.
Yeah.
No, I would never do it.
That's just bants, though. For me, it's bants. Nah. Just a laugh, mate. I'm up for anything.
So, anyone would see all of you.
Everyone, yeah. I would insist that, I would have to, not just full frontal, but I'd, have to turn around and, touch my toes and, get it right up in there.
No, really.
That's for the bants, mate.
No, really.
Michael, lads.
Stop it. Stop it with your Scottish nonsense. Listen. Would you really?
I wouldn't do it for just anything, but if the movie, and this is the hard part, because just because a movie looks like fucking Citizen Kane on the script, you don't know what the director's like, you don't know what the editing's going to be like, you don't know the, anything that goes into it, so it would be tough. If I knew that it was going to be a well-received, critical success,
But you wouldn't, I guess nobody does, right?
I guess then it would be, I'd have to, if it was a script that I think I could be proud of and a character that I would feel invested in, then yeah. Rachel and Phoebe are now scrambling.
That would be a good poll to put out.
What, would you do full frontal movie?
Yeah. If you were an actor.
I don't think you really understand Twitter polls and what would be a good Twitter poll.
Is that not a good one?
I don't think so.
Oh.
We'll do a poll. On whether or not your idea for a poll is a good idea or not. And then if it is, we'll do it.
Fine. Fine.
Okay. Great.
You're going to forget about that, aren't you?
No, I'll try and remember.
All right.
I got to listen to this again when I'm editing it. If Rachel and Phoebe are scrambling to do it, they're looking at like their planner and they're like, okay, we have two options for when we can host this bridal shower. We can either do it this Friday, and they're like, that's 2 days, that's not enough time. And then it's like, well, the other option is yesterday. So, oh boy, 2 days to plan a bridal shower. Could it be done?
Oof. I don't think so, only because people wouldn't come. There wouldn't be enough
Yeah,
people.
that
You'd
would be
have
the
like two or three
hardest
people.
part, wouldn't it? Especially to Monica's standards. What a nightmare
Yes.
that would be.
Yes. You could get decorations. You could make things. Like, you could do it if you didn't have jobs and other things, children. But, like, no one could come with that much notice. You have to get a
Plan
gift for
it
them. Like,
for the night before, because you know people have cleared their schedule for the weekend to, have it at the hotel or, but at this point, yeah, you're pretty fucked. Like Rachel kind of like freaks out and she's like, oh God, we're not gonna be able to do it. And Phoebe's just like, Rachel, calm down. She's like, okay, yeah, thanks. And then like Phoebe grabs her, is like, calm down. That's pretty good.
I guess even like
That's Phoebe being
Phoebe's,
weird.
no, I don't know, everything's weird. Even Phoebe's
But Phoebe
weirdness.
being weird is normal.
I don't know. It didn't feel right.
At least she's just not being the provocateur she was in the last episode. I didn't enjoy that. Chandler is claiming that he's happy with the no sex rule, and Monica seems a little bit tense about it. But then they like find a loophole where it's like, if we have a fight and we call the wedding off, then we could have sex all we want. So they're like, oh, you're bossy and you're blah blah blah. And so then they're about to have sex, and then they're like, oh, but no, we can't because my cousin Cassie's in the guest room. And it's like, oh, damn. And it's she comes out, and it's Denise Richards, who was a huge star in the 2001s, with such hits as Starship Troopers and Wild Things and that James Bond movie that she was in, where she plays a nuclear physicist, I think, or a rocket scientist or something, and her name is Christmas Jones. And at the end of the movie, James Bond is having sex with her, and he says, oh, I thought Christmas only comes once a year.
No
Yep,
way.
100% line in the movie.
No.
That's like the last line of the movie. Yep, completely true.
Oof, yikes.
That's a good James. Have you seen any James Bond movies?
Yes, one, and I was like, who? What? Daniel Craig one?
Daniel Craig.
Krieg.
Craig.
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 Craig. How am I saying it differently than you're
You're
saying
like
it?
Craig. You're saying Greg with a C.
Craig.
Craig.
Craig?
Yes.
No, it's Craig.
Okay, well.
Okay, Michael, we have different accents. We're from different countries. It's
He's
okay.
British. You should attempt to pronounce his
I'm
name
sorry,
correctly.
Craig.
I also have a cousin called Craig who.
I'm sorry,
Craig. Damn it!
Craig.
All right.
Craig.
Anyway, all right. Yeah, Denise Richards and Chandler's like, well. And then they set up this motif where she like lets her hair down slowly, and we get a bit of Barry White.
Yeah, so she's letting it down and she does like the side to side head, like hair toss.
And he's just basically drooling, and everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing? And this is because Chandler hasn't had sex in a while, you think? He's just like, oh
It's probably been like
yeah.
2 weeks.
If that.
Yeah.
If that, right?
But also, I guess like she is pretty, right?
Yeah, she's hot
Okay.
stuff at the moment.
Okay.
People like it.
Did 14-year-old Michael like it?
I am 16 at this point, or going at 15, going on 16.
Did 15-year-old Michael like
That's fine.
it?
So Cassie gets bumped out of Monica and Chandler's house because Chandler is a
Perving.
perving, so she has to go to Ross's instead. I'm just like, what did they tell her? To be like, you have to leave because.
I probably would have been like, he's coming down with something, or I'm coming down with something, and I don't want you to catch
I would
it.
just be like, oh, that's fine, I'll stay in my room. It's okay.
Oh,
I
shit,
can't be bothered
yeah.
moving. Like, what would they tell? What could possibly? What could they possibly say?
I don't know. I don't know.
And it's not addressed. And it's just
no. Anyway. This episode's weird.
Anyway, so Ross, like, yeah, she's going to Ross's basically. Joey goes to his callback for the audition. He gets there and the woman's like, oh, someone should have called you. We don't need you to audition today. And he's just like, oh, fine. Fuck you guys. I'm out of here. And he goes to leave and the woman's just like, oh, no, no. It's because the director saw your tape and loved you and he wants to offer you the part. And he's like, oh, yeah, I was just kidding. I was doing a scene. And the casting agent would just, they wouldn't care. They're like, I don't care if you were, like, going to storm off. I don't give a shit. But it's at this point where she's like, she tries to explain that for this role with full frontal nudity, the person needs to be uncircumcised. And she tries to explain it like two or three different ways.
As if she was a new parent whose child asked, where do babies come from? And you just stutter and you don't know what to say. She made it so awkward. Like you're an adult talking to an adult. Right. Just say, look, the director is looking for someone who is uncircumcised to bring the authenticity off.
Authenticity
to this part. Yep. That's all you have to say. Yep. Now, are you uncircumcised? Boom.
Yep.
Done.
Yep. Yep. And then it cuts and, like, it cuts to Joey sitting with Monica and she's like, so they need you to be uncircumcised. He's like, yeah. And she's like, but you are circumcised. He's like, yeah. And she's like, but you told them that you are circumcised. He's like, yeah. You're like, womp, womp, womp. When we started this show, back in 2017, November 2017, been going 3 and a bit years now.
Wow.
On those first few episodes, with Joey with his stupid
turtlenecks,
turtlenecks and pudding bowl haircuts, do you think we were ever going to get a storyline where he had to pretend to have foreskin? He didn't? Did you ever think we would get there?
I wouldn't have put it past him. Okay. I'm not going to lie to you.
You think if anyone was going to find themselves in that situation?
Yes, yes.
It was going to be our Joey.
It would be Joey or Ross, because Ross is also derpy.
Oh, so you can see a believable storyline for 2 out of the 3 male cast members.
3 out of the 3. Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
fine. All right. Guess we've not taken... Is this jumping the shark?
A little bit.
Is it? So he has to show them the goods tomorrow. Monica is like, I'll help you. I will try and fashion a little bell-end hat for you.
Bell-end hat. It's not really about the... Okay, it's more of the not erect look.
Do you think we're talking too much about erect penises in this episode?
You know, maybe.
I might just tell my mom not to listen to this episode.
No, it's fine.
I might...
She's not a child. She understands.
Yeah, well, you can feel that way. I might.
You feel uncomfortable.
I might send a wee precautionary text message to this one.
Okay.
You know, set this one out.
Okay. At the same time,
we'll take the hit in our download numbers. I'm willing.
Let me say, erect penises that are uncircumcised or circumcised look very similar. When they are not erect, is when they look different.
But as established, you can't show an erect penis in a movie.
Right.
So, the problem is Joey is going to be showing his penis. Like, what kind of movie do you think he's in? He's not showing his erect penis in this movie.
Right, so then...
So it's a problem.
It is a problem, because he needs to now fashion a foreskin.
Right.
And actually, I did like something that Monica said in this. She was like... What did she say? She's like, she needed to like help him... get a turtleneck on or something it was a good thing.
Our weirdest episode of this podcast, never mind, like, this episode is bringing out the weirdness in us.
Talking about it makes me feel weird. This whole episode's weird.
You seem very happy to be talking about
it's the wine.
Okay. Where are we? All right, there's more planning for Rachel and Phoebe, and Phoebe's like, I had an idea for party gifts. Let's give out mahogany boxes with everyone's initials carved in them, and then when they slide open the box, it has everyone's individual birthstone in it. And Rachel's just like, you motherfucker.
Great, that sounds awesome. All right, can you get this for tomorrow? That's on you. Awesome. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny.
It's very good. It's very good. Monica Fridge. Why did I write Mon Fridge? Oh, she comes in while they're planning. And she's like, I need to grab some things out of the fridge. And she's like looking at different like cold cut options.
There was olive loaf in there. Now, who in the fuck buys olive loaf?
I don't know what that is.
It's like bologna with olives in it.
I don't really know what bologna is.
Nobody does, Michael. Okay,
that's fine. Cassie goes around to Ross's. Ross opens the door. He hasn't seen her since she was a kid. So he opens the door. He's like, whoa, Cassie, okay. And she's like, thanks for having me. Monica and Chandler were nice, but Chandler like does this weird thing where he stares. And then she takes her like hair down again in slow motion with Barry White.
I'll have y'all know that after we watched this episode, Michael was singing that around the house.
I love Barry White so much. Yeah. I love.
This is the first I've heard of this.
Oh man, I love a bit of Barry White. Anyway, so he's just like Ross is like staring at her, and she's like, "Yeah, that's how Chandler stared. That's a great impression." And then she's like, he's like, oh yeah, I'm great at impressions. And then she's like, well, maybe later you can do me. And he's like, yeah, no. Oh God. All right. Horrible. And then like later on, God, I don't want to read this. All right. There's more awkwardness. She's like, he has to like leave the room because she's been eating a hot dog. And it's just like,
but
it's not sexy. This is something I feel very passionate about because it's done. It's a trope in a lot of films. It's not sexy to watch anyone eat a hot dog.
At least it's not like her sucking on a lollipop or a popsicle.
No, you're wrong. That is sexier than someone eating a hot dog.
I think any of them is just too on the nose.
Of course they are, but I am saying the hot dog is like even a banana. It makes more sense, but like a hot dog is gross with condiments and there's a bun which throws off the whole imagery in the first place.
Well,
it's
not
just...
if you're uncircumcised.
Oh God.
That's a perfect way to say a hot dog with a bun.
Let's just, oh God. And then she's like, oh, you used to pin me down and tickle me. And he's like, oh, we couldn't do that anymore. And then she's like, oh, I'll always remember that summer we spent together because I got these freckles. And she like pulls her top down. It's like, that's a weird thing to say. That's a weird thing to do.
It's weird.
This is weird. This is... It just feels like a first draft. It's like, how can we, like, make this, like...
The most ridiculous.
Yeah. It's so stupid. We're at the bridal shower that Phoebe and Rachel have thrown together. It's in Phoebe's apartment. There's a scattering of women around the room. We've never seen them before. Phoebe doesn't know anybody that's there. They talk to one woman and she's like, yeah, I was Monica's accountant 4 years ago. And they're like, yeah, cool. And she was like, I really want to talk to Monica and find out who she's been doing her taxes for the last 4 years. And they're just like, God, you seem like a fucking drag.
And then they realize
they didn't invite Monica. Yeah, I mean,
like, I thought you did it.
They give Monica a lot of shit for being too anal and too like organized with things, but you know, if Monica had been planning this, this shit would have been handled.
It's true.
It's weird that Monica didn't try and plan her own bridal shower though as well. Like, I feel like that would have been in the binder. It's like, Rachel, you're gonna hold it on this day.
Yeah,
here's
right.
The guest list, here's the theme.
Maybe it was, and I mean, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? We'll never know.
No. And it's to be said that they did steal her address book. And the people that showed up were the only ones that could on short notice. Of like, it's a bunch of losers, basically.
Indeed. Monica is not invited, but she is busy with Joey. She's made lots of prototypes for a fake foreskin. Five skin, if you will. She's made one out of a mushroom cap. Wouldn't work.
No.
Bologna.
Maybe.
Pink suede.
No.
There's a furry one, which she was like, I just kind of made that for me.
Yeah, and then she like nuzzles it or weird. It's weird. This whole episode is fucked. And a fruit roll up.
A fruit roll up, which, yeah. And then he's like, oh, I think we have a winner, and it's Silly Putty.
I can see it. The skin color of that. Yeah, it's all right.
There's no way you can do this, though.
No, of course not, Michael.
Like, they're wasting their time.
Why don't they just hire a penis double or...
Like, the director's like, and we'll meet the director, and we love the director, but it's like...
Oh, so that means he gets...
Authenticity is fine and dandy, but you don't need it for that.
Well, the like, director make, wants it.
Make sure, like, the cars are in the right period, and... Oh, I don't fucking
know. Okay, look. They could have used a penis double or a prosthetic.
Or just don't have it in your movie. Like,
it seemed like it was important to the director.
It doesn't seem important to the story. It is a gratuitous love scene that Joey describes. He's like, oh, we go to a barn and it's raining and it's like, I have to have you. And we, like,
God, you've seen that like 25 times.
That's not... You don't need that in your movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that important. Okay, Ross and Cassie are watching a movie on the couch. We get the return of Ross's inner monologue, which we haven't had in many years. Mm-hmm. Actually, it wasn't Ross's initially. It was Chandler who had the inner monologue in the Blackout episode, which was done very successfully. Ross is just like, ugh, that's your cousin. If she knew what you were thinking about, she would freak out. And then he like basically talks himself into it. He's like, well, she suggested opening wine and watching this sexy movie. And it wasn't a sexy... I can't remember what the movie was, but it wasn't sexy.
No, yeah, he basically was like, well, what if she's thinking the same thing I'm thinking? Mm-hmm. So don't I just see and take it from there?
So basically, he leans in for a kiss, and she's just like, what the fuck are you doing? And like, finally, someone in this episode has some fucking sense. And there's a long pause, and you hear like Ross repeatedly in his head being like, oh, you need to say something. And then there's a long pause, and he's like, you need to say anything, anything at all.
This is kind of funny.
It's, yes.
It went on for a long time. Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, this is literally the longest anyone said. You can't make this worse. Just say something. And he says, I haven't had sex in a long time.
Which literally couldn't have been worse.
It is the only thing you could say to make it worse. And then it's like monologue's like, yeah, you shouldn't have said anything at all. Mm-hmm. Monica knocks on the door at Phoebe's, and she's like, oh, I wonder why you needed me to come over here so quickly. And she opens the door, and it's just Phoebe and Rachel, and they're like, hey, we fucked up. We threw you a party, but we forgot to invite you, and now everybody left. And Monica's just like, that's okay, guys. You threw me a party. That was, you know, the thought was there. Honestly, like, fuck those assholes. I don't even like these people. I'd much rather just hang out with you guys. And then it turns out that they hadn't left. It was just a plan for a surprise.
Everyone just kind of slowly comes out of where they were hiding.
Yeah, no one even
I was
yells.
Actually really surprised. That they I were did staying. Not expect that at all.
Well, again, there's a lot to unpack here. One, Monica would not be so like forgiving that they fucked up. She would just be like, what the fuck?
She'd be angry, yeah.
Two, like, they wouldn't tell them to go hide at this point. It's just like, I don't know. Anyway, but it's good. It's a good, like, slow reveal where everyone just comes out and they don't even. I like that they don't even try like a half-hearted surprise. They just all like silently emerge from their hiding places. It's actually really good. We get to the audition with the director, who is played by Scott Adsit,
Peter Hornberger,
from 30 Rock. Legend. Do you think it's the same?
Hornberger.
Do you think he was a big shot movie director before he became
a producer?
A producer.
Could be. I love him.
He is very good.
Yes! Hornberger! Yes.
Hornberger. Anyway, the pleasantries are over and they're like, alright, let's see you, dick. And Joey's just like, okay.
But again, they make that awkward.
The woman makes it awkward, yeah.
Well, no, he asks her to tell him to drop trow.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are adults. Like, you, sir, have a penis yourself.
How are you going to be on set?
Right. It's like directing a love scene.
He's going to pass him a little note and be like, can you take your trousers off now?
Maybe make some sounds like you're enjoying it. Okay.
Get ready to get hard. But not too hard because we can't show it. Oh, boy. Oh, God. All right. So Joey's just like, yeah, sure, no problem. And he pulls his pants down, and then we get, like, a shot from behind Joey. The camera's on the floor, going between his legs, looking up at Hornberger and the casting agent. And he's just like, as you can see, all there. And then you just see, like, a lump.
Silly Putty drops right off him.
And just thuds on the door and on the floor. And Joey's just like, whoa, that's never happened before. And we get the end credits. And it's Cassie at Phoebe's. She's like, yeah, I had to leave Ross's because he was a perv. And then she does the slow motion Barry White thing. And Phoebe's just like, ooh.
That's part was funny to me.
And then we get a Phoebe monologue where she's like, just say something. And then she's like, yeah, ask her out. She's not your cousin.
It's pretty good. That was good. That was the best part for me, the whole episode. That was really good.
And that was season 7, episode 19, the one with Monica and Ross's cousin. Ross and Monica's cousin.
I think we can all agree that what the fuck.
Well, my question to you is that the worst episode we've ever seen? I know it's the weirdest, but is it the worst episode we've ever seen?
No, I don't think it's the worst. It's definitely the strangest. Nothing really made sense for me. There are moments I saw people's character for what it was, but other than that, no, it wasn't the worst.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think, like, I mentioned it, like, an episode or two ago, where, like, the C plot lines have been really weak. And this episode felt like the two main storylines were two, like, C plot lines.
Mm.
Like, the Joey penis thing and the cousin thing, it's like, normally that would be relegated to, like, 5 minutes and the least important part of an episode. But for some reason, the funniest part was like the C plot with Phoebe and Rachel. I think like that part was consistently funny throughout, from them realizing, oh shit, we didn't do this, to, oh shit, we don't know how to plan this and we don't have any time. And that, like, the conception, the planning, and the implementation were all botched in different ways, which I thought was really, really good. Like, the slow reveal is really, really funny. But, yeah, I mean, the cousin thing is just, oh, man. Like, if you're doing mainstream entertainment, you don't want plot lines like that. You just don't. Like, save that for your fucking art house, like, college films that are gonna challenge your, like, nobody wants to see that, this shit. No one wants to see someone, like, debate whether or not it's okay to kiss their cousin. And, like, the Joey thing is fine for, like, a C plot line in a normal episode, but you can't put that weird shit with the cousin weird shit as well.
It's a lot of weird shit.
It's just a lot of weird shit, and force us to talk about erect penises all episode. But there were good moments.
There were some.
So what do you give it out of 10?
I don't know.
Well, you have to pick.
A 5.
Right in the middle there. All right. Well, that's it. I mean, we're gonna, it doesn't feel like we're getting any closer to a wedding, but a wedding is coming. We're into the 20s of the season now. So episode 20 of season 7 is the one with Rachel's big kiss.
Oh, no.
I don't know what that is.
I know what it is.
What, you think it's going to be her and Ross?
Yes.
I don't know if it is, though.
Okay.
They kissed at the beginning of the season, remember? Like, when they got engaged, and Monica was like, you stole my thunder. I don't remember what this is.
Well, that's good, then. I kind of like that you don't remember, because it'll be fun for both of us.
I mean, it might be Ross.
It better fucking not be.
I don't think it is, but it might be.
I'm sorry for how much cursing we're doing this episode, everyone.
Well, you're drunk.
I'm not drunk.
You're Calm down, man. I'm not looking for a fight here.
Alright, I'm all done now.
Thanks all very much for listening. Check us out at Friends Pod and on Instagram for all of our show notes. Tell a friend, word of mouth is the best part. Cool. Another drink?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.